you? As I read this passage of Scripture, and about to reverse it, I'm going into some more Scripture. And I want you, and I'm going to put myself on the line with this Scripture. What would you do should you have to make a decision? All along, very, very familiar Scripture. And I never thought about it like this. But it seems to me like the land is where we live is such a turmoil.
Yeah.
This thing's a house, and they ain't no telling what kind of decision you're going to have to make for yourself by morning. Okay. I'm going to try to take my time. 16th chapter of St. Matthew. Going down to 24th verse. Now, pay attention to this Scripture. Very familiar Scripture. You probably know it by heart. But then we're going into the Old Bible. We're going to take this and go into the Old Bible. And it said, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now listen to this. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Very, very familiar Scripture. Now, we're going into the Old Bible. Now you think about this. Jesus said to you and to me, if a man come after me, let him be prepared to lose his own life. To give his life for my sake. This world may kill you or me, but if we die for the sake of Christ, we'll find it beyond death.
Right. Yeah.
We'll live. That's what he said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, there was a man. There was a man in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, 21st verse. This man made a statement. And that's where we're going to preach from. And Elisha came unto all the prophets and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Now, if you have read this Scripture and you know the story, Elijah, had been running for his life for a number of days or months. And they would set out, Ahab, had set out to kill Elisha.
Yeah.
And Elijah, one day that Ahab said to Obadiah, he said, now, let's go and search for some water. That we don't lose all the animals. How we could find some water. And they'd already give up on finding Elijah. But Obadiah, he was traveling and hunting. And that for some water. To water the animals. And the Lord said to Elijah, he said, you shall show yourself to Ahab today.
Yeah.
He come and he saw Obadiah, the servant of Ahab, and this man of God, He wasn't thinking about his own life. But he said, he said, go and I tell Ahab I will see him today. We will meet today. Obadiah said, and the Spirit will carry you to where I don't know where you're at. And my master shall kill me. He said, go and tell Ahab that I will see him today. Brother, there comes a time in our life that we have to put the self aside. We're going to have to stand. Listen, if we come after God, you be aware you might lose your own life. But listen, he said, if we lose our life for his sake, we will find it. Listen, whenever he showed himself to Ahab, he said, Ahab, he said, is there one that troubleth Israel? This man of God, he said, I ain't trouble nobody. He just run for his life. But there come a day, the way to make a stand. They may come a day tomorrow, and next day, you have to make a stand. I wonder today, now you have put yourself in this situation. You're standing on the brink of making a decision. I yield to the voice of Satan. I am trying to save my life. Trying to save my family. Listen, we've been in Revelation. And I will not do this or that. God knows my heart. But that ain't what he said. He said, well, shall we escape? If we neglect so great a salvation. Brother, listen. The time will come that Elijah would put on the spot.
That's right.
Now he come face to face with the devil and Satan. What do you say? How long are you going to halt between two opinions?
That's right.
You can't serve two masters.
That's right.
You'll hold to the one and despise the other. But you, if a man love his own life more than he loves God, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. I don't care how many times you say I'm packed up, I'm ready to go. I don't care today if we ain't sit fast. Firm. I hit one on up to the poor one. The deaf man of God. I said, choose you
yourselves.
Dress him. Put him on the altar. Put it on the line. And the God, the answer by far, I let him be God. He slipped off. Maybe by himself. I don't know. But he began to pray. He said, now God, he said, I let all these people, show these people that thou art the God of Israel. And there's no other. Then now, the Baal, the 400 prophets, they dressed a little bully. And they dressed it, and they put that thing on the wood. And they begin to call on their God.
Amen.
Listen. Choose you this day in whom you serve. This is a critical time in our life. Is where we stand today.
Right. Amen.
And they begin to call on their God. From morning to evening. The evening sacrifice. Well, I suppose the man of God, I got tired of hearing him. I call on a dead God. He said, maybe he's asleep. He needs to be woke up. Or maybe he's on the journey. Cry aloud. And there was no God that answered them. Listen, what would we be? Ask yourself. Where would we be tonight if we had to face the devil? What would we do What kind of decision would we make? I thought about this. Listen. There was no answer. Boy's old Elijah, he began to dress that bully. He began to dress that lame beast just right.
Yep.
He said, go get water. And yeah, there was a drought going on.
Yep.
They brought barrels of water. I listened, and they said, pour it on. I pour it on, soak it down. Whenever they finished, he went off. And he said, he called on his God. I believe this man in this land, he was running for his life. But when God said, it's enough, I to stand your ground, that's what he did.
That's right.
And he would have prayed. Why? What would you pray? He made the right decision.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
He was calling on the God that he served.
That's right.
He was calling on the God that he feared. He was calling on the God he knew.
That's right.
That could deliver him.
Yeah.
And could deliver what he asked for. And he said, the water run down, and then they filled up the trenches around the altar. But whenever the power of God come down from heaven, and the power said burnt the altar, and it burnt the bullock, I listened, and not only that, it looked at all the water, I run around the trenches, that's the God who we need to serve today. He's the same God, with the same power, but we stand, our faith is so flimsy, I listen, we can't even take a little joke from the devil. But God knows how I am. Boy, he sure does.
Yeah, amen.
He said, what do you think, God? What do you think Elijah would have been any benefit to God if he had a turntail run when he saw Obadiah?
Right.
Oh, the king's in the land. He wasn't afraid of the king. He wasn't afraid of the devil. Why? Because he knew he had made the right decision.
Yeah.
And he was going to stand firm on what he believed. That's what we're going to have to do in the time comes along. You remember this message. What will I do? How long will we halt between two opinions?
That's right. That's right.
Elijah had a chance to run, but he stood his ground. That's a great story. God come on the scene, and we choose the wrong God. There's no answer that will help us in a time of trouble.
That's right. Amen.
There's nobody to help in a time of need. When we slip off out somewhere, my child, I listen, is hungry. My child, they have called him. They took him. I don't know where God. Listen, I'm going to serve you. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. I'm just asking. One little favor. God, would you bring him back? God can and will bring him back.
Amen. That's right.
If our faith is right, if we ain't so flimsy that we just fall around with every wind of doctrine that's going, we need to stand firm, steadfast, and unmovable.
That's right.
You can't serve two gods. How long are we going to halt between two opinions?
Yeah.
If we ain't careful, we do it every day.
That's right.
Whenever we know what we need to do. We need to be at the house of God. We need to be about the Father's business. I think I'll just lay out today. I don't feel good. Thank God knows how I feel. Listen, I don't know your situation. You might not feel what's coming. I don't know. You might not feel like going wherever God's sending you, but you better know that it's justified with God and not money.
That's
right. See, it ain't none of my business where you go, what you do, but it's God's.
That's right.
It's my business to forewarn you, to flee from the wrath to come.
That's right.
So, you have the two scattering marks. So, then, with my faith, knowing how strong I am and what kind of decision I would make, how would it tally out if I had to make a decision today, tomorrow, next week? What are you saying, preacher? We need to pray for more faith. We need to come together with one mind and one accord more than you have ever seen the church.
That's right.
We need the strength of each other. We need the prayers of each other.
Right.
And we need to be there for each other.
Yeah, that's right.
And you take your faith and walk with it. Hit a prophet God. If Elijah had to turn tail and run, he did run for his life. He stayed out of the way of the devil.
Yeah.
That's a good thing for you to do.
Amen.
Stay out of the way of the forces of the devil.
Yeah.
But then whenever we're face to face with him, why halt between two fingers?
That's right.
Steadfast, unmovable. I don't know why the Lord put that on my heart. It's good for me. You might not have got nothing out of it, but it's good for me. You know something? Just sometimes, Lord, I'm having trouble of finding a message. Sometimes I'm just having trouble finding something to read. Lord, I don't know what to do. Maybe I just have to call somebody. Boy, I'm guilty. What happened to me? It's right there. And the fire coming down.
Yeah.
What do I need? Why halt between two opinions? I serve God. He's my man.
That's right.
Now here's the broken man. And here's the holy book.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, you steadfast? Or you want to be stronger? How do I get stronger, preacher? Pray.
Amen.
Let you trust in Jesus. He's the only way out of here. He's the only hope that we got.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you to stand. And whatever you got out of that scripture, whatever you got out of that scripture, I want you to take it to God. You don't have to bring it to me. Take it to God. If there's some word in that scripture that comes close to where I live, you do something about it. Oh, preacher, you know, I don't need to get closer. Praise the Lord. But I need to be close to myself. Amen. Blessed Heavenly Father, as we once again come to you, Lord. And Father, let us know that not just how little we are. Without you, Lord, we ain't got a chance. But Lord, with you, faith, believe, and stand steadfast, we can overcome this world. And all the obstacles of this world and the wiles of the devil. But we're going to need you, Lord. We're going to need our faith to grow. We're going to need the church to grow and grow together. God, there's people that maybe we could reach or maybe we could witness to that we just let pass by day after day after day. We come short. Lord, forgive us of our shortcomings. Help us to be strong and help us to be a better soldier and not afraid to stand and face our enemy. Oh, Heavenly Father, the world is our enemy. And we pray today that you would help us to be strong. Help us to put our trust in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's have a testimony service. You got anything for Jesus?
We ought to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else?
I'm certainly glad that one day Jesus showed me that I was a sinner, that I had to make a decision. Who would I serve? Because I really was serving the devil. I wasn't, you know, really out there. I was serving the devil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the fact that God has shown me, here's another option. You want? And I pray that I'll always have the strength. You know, it's easy in the flesh to think, well, I don't really have to do that. No, what will somebody else think? But that I'm going to be bold in the right way. There's a time to stand and fight, time to run, and a time to stand.
That's right.
And I hope that Lord gives me the ability to know what to do with it.
Amen. Amen. That's a wonderful testimony. Elijah knows what to do, when to do.
Yeah,
he knows when to run. He knows when to stand and face the devil.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And we ought to practice that.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
You know, you think about it a lot. You know, when you talk about standing and making decisions, you know, I think, and I preached on this before, you look back at Columbine when that girl had a gun pointed towards you and said, you need to decide right now.
Yeah.
Are you going to serve God or you whatever?
Right.
And now you're God or you're dead.
Yeah.
A decision like that had to be made in a split second. It's her life or whatever. But you know, it happens every day.
That's
people
right.
being slaughtered out there overseas for believing in God and serving God. And we got it made over here, but yet we're still having a hard time getting to church.
Yeah.
Still having a hard time reading the Bible. Still having a hard time singing for the Lord. We think it's so much trouble to do that. But we got people over here dying wishing they had a shot to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I pray that the Lord give me strength and faith to keep going. And I fall short every day and I do that. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse to sin. Amen. I pray that God always strengthens me. And I wish I'd always have the faith like Elijah had.
Yeah.
You know, he could easily just let them serve the whatever the God they wanted to and sit back and watch. But he said, you need to decide right now. What you want to do? God is saying that today to everybody. You know? And I preach that Sunday. I preach it many times. I'm sure y'all have too.
We've
got to choose today.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Choose to serve.
Yeah.
I'm serving God all the way.
Praise
he's going to take me home and he's answered prayers for me. That the devil can't do.
That's right.
The devil, there's almost so much stuff the devil can do with this earth.
Amen.
God's in full control.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord for what he's done for me and my family.
Amen.
And answer prayers. And I always say unanswered prayers too.
Amen.
There's things that I pray for, maybe God just see fit. It'll be
right.
happen.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that too.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Somebody else.
Jerry, I want to thank God for always being there for me and for blessing me so much. I made my mind up a long time ago. I'm going all the way.
Amen.
I pray to God.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen. Appreciate that testimony. Somebody else.
I thank God that one day when he searched through heaven to find a Savior, and he looked at his son, said, son, will you do this for me? For Jesus' decision. Say, yes, Father, your will be done. And I thank God for that day he spoke to my heart.
Yeah.
He said, come to me.
Amen.
And I praise God that it was my decision
Amen.
To kneel down at his feet
Amen.
And ask him to forgive me for my sins coming into my life.
Yeah.
But God, I'm going to tell you something. Them decisions that we make can affect us and everybody else around us. And I praise God for what I feel. I praise God for everything I have.
Amen.
People in this world, they may think that you ain't got much, but I'm going to tell you something. My Father owns everything.
Amen.
And He owns everything.
Yep.
And I praise God that I'm one of them heirs.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I love the Lord, love everybody.
Amen.
And I tell you, decisions are something else.
Amen.
We could choose not to be here.
Yeah.
We could choose to sit at the house. We could choose to go to the lake.
Amen.
But I praise God we chose to come to church.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that testimony. Somebody else?
Jerry, I thank God for you for me to pray. for each day that he gives me, the strength that he gives me to do what I need to do.
Amen.
And I ask you each day to give me that strength. Make me a little wiser. Help me to be a light to my lost family. Just something that I might do to help one of them along the way.
Amen.
And I do love the Lord. And I thank you for everything.
Amen. Appreciate that. Amen. I heard an old man preach one time. And he said, decision you make today, you may have to live with tomorrow.
That's right.
After the somebody else.
Jerry, I really enjoyed the message. I think he's that. Been living with some things about, you know, making decisions and, you know, doing things I want to do, but, you know, you got to ask the Lord. You got to include the Lord about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a world's worst when it comes to making a decision. I'll just sit there in the middle until I know either way, and sometimes you don't know until you take the first step.
All right. Yep.
And you know, God showed me something as you were preaching, man. You need to either do it or don't.
Yeah. All right.
Because it's better to be on one side of the fence than straddling.
That's right.
Yeah. It's quite uncomfortable sitting there on the middle trying to balance both kind of life, you know, both kind of decisions. And that way, at least if you make the wrong decision, you've made a decision.
Yeah,
God can correct
you.
You're just sitting there and you ain't going to get anywhere.
That's right.
And it's miserable.
Yep.
And you're feeling like it.
That's
and you're
right.
stuck.
Yep.
And you don't know what to do.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I'm glad for that. You know,
yep.
The Lord's trying to tell me time and time again, it's so easy
to
forget. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Right.
All between two opinions and all these other things. Can't serve two masters.
Right.
I tell you, I enjoyed that message. I needed that. I was secure today.
Praise the Lord.
About some things. And, you know, I just want to be able to be in His will.
Amen.
And there's that fear that you'll do something that's out of His will, but you can't be afraid of that. You just got to go for it, you know?
Yeah.
And if the Lord is directing you steps, He will guide you.
That's right.
That's right.
So I just pray for me that message will stick.
Amen.
And I'll be able to find it and just make a decision. On all things, either do or don't. Just do something.
That is right.
Don't stand there between multitudes of
things.
In the valley of decision, the Bible says. Hey, it's hard to make a decision sometimes, but I tell you what, that's what we need to do. We're going to stand for the Lord, make a decision.
That's right. Amen.
I just pray that you just pray for me on that.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for being here. So many times I want to, you know, read the day. It's like a fire shut up in your bones.
Yeah.
But you know what Jeremiah did? He tried to hold it in and almost burned him up.
Yeah.
God's a consuming fire.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you hold it in, He'll consume.
Yeah.
Inside out. I tell you what, praise the Lord for being here. Glad to be here with the Lord. Glad God answered prayer. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that testimony. And even myself, I tried to push it back. Oh, always me.
Yeah.
What we don't want to do, but we're in the flesh, and we just do that. And I said, Lord, if that's meant to be, and I appreciate you. Heard to let us know. There's a reason for all things. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
I enjoyed being here tonight, and Glenda called Monday or Tuesday. Can't remember which day, but she said I feel much better. And she thanked everybody for being there for her, and I said, Glenda, that's what we do.
That's right.
Even 800 miles away.
She was ready with us.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Appreciate that. Sometimes, once in a while, your testimony is light to my path. But I get to the place, I don't see I'm helping nobody, and I just think, useless. But when we see people come alive, like tonight, then Lord, maybe we can go a little further.
Right.
I appreciate the church. I love the church. It'll be good today. Far better for to me than I've been to you. I know that. But together, we can stand.
Amen.
You may have to be by yourself somewhere, sometime, and make a decision. like the lady, the little girl did at Columbine.
Yeah.
Now, that decision didn't just appear all at once. I believe she had been acquainted with Jesus.
Right. Yeah, you mean?
I believe she had her faith built, and it was just laying there, and that one little second she had to make a decision.
That's right.
She didn't have time to water it around and pray and do a lot of stuff.
Right.
Where did you go?
Yeah.
I stand for Jesus.
You made
the Lord.
Yeah.
My heart's tired?
Yep.
Just missed somewhere.